Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Captain Mike joins us now. And Mike, are you taking some time off for the holidays already, or are you going to be fishing this week?
I will still be doing some fishing when I get back, Don. You know, my group from Texas has visited me and fished with me for 24 years, and I finally accepted an offer to come up and visit them. So I'm in Sisterdale, Texas.
And that's a new one. Where is Sisterdale?
That's a good question. We're not too terribly far from San Antonio.
Oh, okay. You out west then, for sure.
We're out west. A lot of hills, rocks, deer everywhere. We did some hunting yesterday, and Miss Jacqueline got in a stand with a crossbow. We didn't see anything to shoot. But we're going to try again today. So it's exciting.
That is. You're going to have to tell her I'm going to start nicknaming her Artemis and tell her to Google it if she doesn't know what it is. Artemis, yeah, yeah. So did I hear the word quail? Because Smokey, who's laying over here on the couch, her ears picked up when you said quail, I thought.
She went on point, huh?
Yeah, she's locked up.
Yes, we are going to do some quail hunting this morning. And maybe get back in a deer stand later this afternoon. That's our plan. It's kind of a visit. We're just visiting these. You know, you fish with them 24 years. You get to know them. They're good folks. We enjoy each other's company. So just kind of spending some time together.
Well, Mike, I know you, even though you're west of San Antonio, you still keep up with fishing at home. What can you tell us? I had somebody wanted to know about Bayou Bienvenue. How's the fishing there?
Well, I can tell you, once the rain cleared earlier this week, slipped out a couple of times and made two good trips. Both of those trips were on the North Shore. But I have been fishing down by Bayou Bienvenue. With this east wind that y'all have down there today, the warming trend, I'd wait till maybe 8 o'clock, let the water warm up a little bit. And they've been staging in anywhere, for me, anywhere from 15 to 20 feet of water. I was fishing along ledges. I caught fish in the Mystigo. I caught fish in the intercoastal waterway using either live bait or, you know, plastic on a drop shot. So they're out there hunting peck till you find them. Catch what you need, catch what you want. If the bite dies down, you just want to try to find a similar area, whether it be a ledge or a shell bottom, man-made structure, you know, those types of things.
Got it. What about those bridges on Pontchartrain? Man, they have produced some really nice trout over the last few weeks. Was that fishable with the conditions we had?
I would think same thing today with an east wind. Generally, the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain is fishable. There's a bit of a point that sticks out, and you get a little blockage from the wind. And it should be just fine. Same scenario. I'd let the water warm up a little bit. Seems the bite for me has always been best in the 11 to 2 o'clock range. Midday is when I've been doing best on my fish. I don't know. I made a dozen trips down to Bee Avenue or the Pontchartrain area in the last 2-3 weeks, and middle of the day has always been best.
Hot bait?
I like glow. I like the matrix glow. There's still a few shrimp in the area, and there's pogies, and that glow will mimic a white shrimp or a pogey very well.
Speaking of pogies, that's one of the oily, you know, scent type filled fish, bait fish. Do you ever use fish scents at all, or do you use maybe gulp that's got on other baits that have it embedded in the plastic?
We do use the gulp, and I like the white gulp shrimp. A lot of people use curl tail baits this time of year. Those are all good producers. If there's a good number of trout around, let me put it this way, if there's smaller fish that are aggravating you, in other words, they're eating the legs off of your shrimp, pecking the eyes out of your shrimp, they're not big enough to eat the whole thing, then I'll stay away from the gulp because of that scent. Those little fish will nip at it, and you'll think it's a trout, and you'll be setting the hook all day long. You know, so yeah. If my customers are bringing their shrimp back in and the legs are missing or the eyes are eating out of it, but they're not big enough to eat the whole shrimp, then in that case, I know there's a bunch of small ones down there. I'll stick with the matrix itself. Maybe even adjust the length of my drop shot to where I'm fishing 2.5 feet off the bottom, and maybe I can keep some of them small ones off of my line.
Got it. Mike, if somebody wants to get information about booking a trip, they can find you on my website and also at aaofla.com. And when you get back from Texas, what's the phone number to call?
Very simple. You can call me at 985-781-7811. And we may be gone, but I got boats going out today. We did all that coordinating last night. I got booked a trip yesterday for Monday. So it's business as usual. I'm just taking a little short vacation.
All right. There he is, the CEO of Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Mike, y'all have a great time up there. Tell the Texas boys hello for me, and wish Artemis good luck on that stand.
I sure will.
Thank you, Mike.
Don, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. There he goes from Texas, live from Texas, Captain Mike Gallo.